The United Nations is observing World Environment Day 2026 with speeches, songs, and community events. Inger Andersen is director of the United Nations Environment Program.
Today, on this World Environment Day, millions of climate-focused events are happening across the world every day in every house and every city, and millions of people are making their voices heard online, calling for climate action.
She says global temperatures are rising and climate impacts are growing more intense, and the world is sending us a message.
But that must not be the cause of despair. That is not the story we are writing. The story is not yet written, and the pen is in our hands. We can craft our own story by acting to slow down climate change.
She was speaking at an event in Baku, Azerbaijan. Mukhtar Babayev is Azerbaijan president's representative on climate.
This year's World Environment Day focuses on drawing attention to the urgent need to deepen nexus between climate action and nature. Today, climate crisis transcends borders, making it imperative to enhance international cooperation.
Among the events this World Environment Day was a tree planting campaign at a primary school in South Sudan. Princess Juliana is a student and Nature Club leader there.
It is important because also you stay in a healthy environment, you stay in a healthy place, like, you know, and also if you like take care of your environment, the environment will look like very clean and attractive. People will like, like some countries will come and appreciate us here. That's why we make our environment look clean and green.
The new mini forest at the school will serve as a food resource, but also as a source of shade in a country plagued by heat waves. And it will also foster social cohesion as students plan and maintain the project. Shastine Sivras-Gazdar is Chief of Environmental Safety and Health for the United Nations Mission in South Sudan.
It's a simple one. It's to plant trees. It's basically to get kids involved in their environment. Planting trees and taking care of plants is a very good way to get children involved. It's something they can do on a regular basis. We want to create like environmental stewardship for the next generation, the future of South Sudan.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.